Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Well, I'm feeling kind of bad tonight, folks. Feeling kind of bad because I lost a good friend in law enforcement. And I'm perplexed. I'm really perplexed. This is a Jewish brother of mine that I've known for years and years, and supported my education and been a part of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter here for years and years. And he sent me this letter tonight. I mean, this is a Jewish police officer of who I talk so much on this show. Not just him, but so many good Jewish police officers and soldiers that love God and love freedom and would do anything to save this nation. And he has sent me material. He sent our police and military organization books here on Zionism and the Jews, and helped with our education. And he's the one that sent us the book on the 13th Tribe by Arthur Koestler. And here's what it says here. I've still got the note in the book, and I don't want to burn him. So I'm not going to tell you who he is, but he's from the New York, New Jersey area. He's a cop there still today, a great cop who loves America and loves freedom and does a good job as a cop, cares about people, puts his life on the line every day. And here's what he says when he sent us this book. He says, "I hunted down and had sent to you the secret story of the Khazars. Enjoy. It is a fascinating story you can keep as a gift from me. God bless you." And I will say his name is Sam. His name isn't Sam. But like I say, I don't want to burn this brother. But I'm upset tonight because he's done so much to educate us non-Jews about what's going on with the Jews today and have gone on in their past. And I'm really surprised that it fits in so well with what our leader, our grand poobah at Republic Broadcasting Network, John just did on his program. Absolutely amazing. I'm sitting here reading this letter from my dear brother, been a friend for so many years, castigating me today. And then following up, John Stadtmiller's show. It's just amazing how things come together. So I'll share this letter with you I just received from my dear brother, Sam, police officer in the New York, New Jersey area, when we return after this break.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN Network.
What has happened to you, brother? I haven't changed. You've educated me. You've sent me materials. You've sent me 2 books on the Jews. And I've read those books, and I've learned from it and passed it on to other police officers and soldiers, and they've learned from it. What's happened to you to write me a letter that says, please, and this came in May 11th, please remove my name from your mailing list. I do not wish to receive any literature from you anymore. You have a one-track mind and one track only. Jew, Zionist, Israel, Khazar, etc. It is pretty sick. I recently sent McLam, he doesn't call me Jack anymore now, proof via DNA that the Jews of today are descendant from ancient Israel and not from Khazaria. Well, Sam, if you're listening today, sounds like you are listening to my show. I never received that. I haven't seen it, don't know what you're talking about, but I would love to see what you're talking about. Now, I will say I reach around here and get the book you sent me, Sam. Arthur Kessler, a Jewish man, the 13th tribe, tells in his book, and I know you've read it because you told me to read it, and I would learn from it. Well, he tracks in here and very well documents that 90%, 85, 90% of the Jews today are Ashkenazi Jews, Khazar Jews. So I'm confused, brother. I'm really confused. Now you have DNA, which I would be happy to receive, but I haven't, that the Jews of today are not what Arthur Kessler discovered, but are from ancient Israel and not from Khazaria in East Germany, actually Eastern Europe, part of the world, a nomadic tribe of Turks, a mixture of Turks and some other, I don't remember, I'd have to get open Arthur Kessler's book again. You say here that they're not from Khazaria. However, he says, I'm certain facts will never get in the way of your bigotry. You ran on and on about neoconservatives, Marxists, etc. Where is the proof? Bush cannot make up his own mind on anything, question mark. Is he totally under the spell, question mark. Why, question mark. For what gain, question mark. Where is the proof, question mark. Any proof. You have loads of rhetoric, but no solid facts. You are to believe that a small nation the size of New Jersey controls the U.S., Britain, and basically the whole Christian world. That we helped Hitler kill our own. This small nation controls the Vatican with its billions of members and dollars, controls the Rockefellers. You never go after them, do you? Question mark. Controls the Rockefellers. Question mark. You never go after them, do you? Controls the House of Windsor and its billions. Controls Dutch Royal Petroleum. Overrules and takes full precedence over the Arabs and their oil billions. Question mark. This small nation besieged on all sides by 80 million hostile Arabs with an Arab fifth column in its midst. With all its resources having to go for self-defense, this controls and outmuscles all of the above, including the Protestant elite in the U.S., Bush, Vanderbilt, Carnegie, Morgan, Buckley's, Ford, etc., etc. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Well, where is my cut of this conspiracy? He means that he's a Jew. I never saw any. My friends never. My family never. Yes, you are. You, I am sure, are convinced the Holocaust is also a myth. I lost almost all my relatives that were there. Keep your rag, please, meaning our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter that he's received for years and years and years. I'm upset by this, folks. He's been a good buddy, a good brother for many, many years. What has happened to Sam? In the first place, I have said it over and over, and I mean it. I'm the head of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. I'm the head volunteer here, have been for 24 years. And we've never used any material, no material, and no quotes other than those from Jews. And I've done that for a purpose, folks. Because I don't want to be anti-Semitic. I do know there's anti-Semites out there. I do know that there are those that hate the Jews. We do not happen to hate the Jews here. Some of us are Jews here. As our dear friend and brother in law enforcement, Sam, knows, there's so many good Jews in law enforcement and the military that love this country. They are not pro-Israel first. They're pro-American first. They want their kids to grow up in freedom here. They don't want to be enslaved. They know what this Antichrist movement is. And Sam, I keep calling him Sam. I want to use his real name, but I don't want to burn him. Because I'm afraid the ADL, if they hear me mention his name, they'll be after him for helping me all these years and helping many of us understand what's going on with the Jews. So I won't use his real name. But Sam, the facts are there. My goodness gracious, we use nothing but fact here. We use nothing but quote after quote after quote of the neocons, Zionist neocon Jews, quote after quote after quote by great Americans, great Jews, Aviv Shriver, for example, who wrote the book Holy Land Betrayed. He Polish Jew who went to Israel to try to help set up Israel and found out that the Zionists were a bunch of communists. And he's got a whole book here before me, Aviv Shriver, The Holy Land Betrayed, and he talks about them trying to kill him because he was an anti-communist, put him in prison. Got one of the top professors in all of Israel, who was pro-Israel, helped set up Israel, old guy that's now died, Israel Shahak, Professor Israel Shahak's book, Jewish History, Jewish Religion. We use nothing but Jewish letters, Jewish books, Jewish quotes here, Jewish information. Comes straight from the Jews. How can that be anti-Semite, anti-Semitic? The reason I don't spend a lot of time on Vanderbilt, Carnegie, Morgan, Buckley's, Ford, etc., Sam, you should know, because for many of these 24 years, that's all I did. All we put in Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter was exposing the Aryan, the Protestant conspiracy, part of the conspiracy. But today we know, since you, Sam, helped educate us and other good Jews, like, for example, Jack Bernstein in his book, The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel, Jack Bernstein, you, Sam, and other good Jewish police officers and soldiers are sending us material to educate us about the Zionist conspiracy, the Sharon, Bush, and it's absolutely serious that we get the word out that Tony Blair, Bush, and Ariel Sharon, a Zionist, have it planned to have 1 million Jews killed in Israel, just like the Zionists who, according to, if you go right now to the website of a lot of wonderful Jews, it's called JewsAgainstZionism.com. Sam, if you're listening, you probably already know about this. I don't know why I'm trying to teach you this. You must know about Jews Against Zionism. And they have quotes in here by rabbi. I'm looking at the front page every single week. They change the quote in here by a rabbi who is exposing the evil Zionist from Herzl, the one that started it back in Germany. I think it was years and years ago, in the early 1900s. This is Rabbi Chaim. It probably is C-H-A-I-M. I think it's Chaim Soloveitchik of Brisk, 1853 to 1918. The founder of the yeshiva approach to Talmudic study was frequently quoted by his disciples as saying, "The Zionists do not make Jews heretics in order to have a state. They want a state in order to make Jews into heretics." That's not my words. The Jewish people, he says, have suffered many spiritual plagues. The Sadducees, the Karaites, Hellenizers, Shabbatia, Zephi, I can't read some of these names, the Enlightenment, Reform, and many others. But the strongest of all of these plagues is Zionism. Brother Sam, I'm not saying this. All the material we use in our publication and we put out on this radio station comes from Jews themselves who understand that the Zionists are good Jews' enemies. They helped Hitler, and I'm getting this right from the pages of Jews Against Zionism themselves. You can read it. The rabbis have said it. I've read it. I put it out. That the Zionists helped Hitler kill many, many Jews. I don't think they give a number in here. But the Zionists helped Hitler kill the Jews so that they could get the sympathy of the world to start a Zionist state called Israel. This is not from me, Brother Sam, and all the other good Jewish people out there listening. It's from Jews themselves. Read it. And then don't call us anti-Semitic here. Because we've got so many good brothers and sisters in uniform that are great Jews that love freedom and love this nation. Be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5-ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Okay, folks, we're back, and we have phone calls coming in, which I'm happy for. Tonight is open phones if you'd like to call in, but give me a few more minutes to go on this tirade. I'm sorry, folks, but we got good Jews out there, great Jews, great American Jews out there, and they're not all Christians that have converted to Christianity. Benjamin H. Friedman, for example, was a great American lawyer, big-time American lawyer, became active in politics at an early age and became acquainted with many important people. He was part of the conspiracy. And I have a tape here by Benjamin Friedman, who a Jew, American Jew that loved America, who talks about being in the meetings with the conspirators and what they were discussing. He interviewed at length 7 presidents of the United States. He was also an important figure in the industrial world in America, principal owner of Woodbury Soap Company. And he wrote a book, The Hidden Tyranny. Now, is he anti-Semitic? No, but the Zionists call him a self-hating Jew. They call all Jews that tell the truth about Zionism being absolutely evil. The Zionism today, that along with Bush and Tony Blair, is planning the murder of a million Jews in Israel right now as a way to start World War III. Dear Sam, Brother Sam, if you'd been with me this last weekend as I spoke in police uniform before 500-600 people, I told him to pray for Israel. because there's so many fine Jewish people there who are going to lose their lives because they don't know what is being planned against them. The best friend you have, Sam, is those of us white people out here, whatever you want to call us, Aryans, who are speaking up for the good Jews and against the bad Jews that are enslaving the Jewish people along with the rest of us. This conspiracy is not just Jewish. We know that. You know that. You called it right. You called their names here. Bush, Vanderbilt, Carnegie, Morgan, Buckley, on and on and on. Rockefellers, not Jews. But I tell you, Sam, as I've said in our publication, the top level of the Baptist Church is involved in this world conspiracy, leading us into this hell on earth, this Antichrist world government system. The Lutherans, the Methodists, the Mormons, the you name it, the Jews, the Baha'is, the going down the religions. We know this. We write about it in our publication. And you won't hear me using quotes from anybody but Jewish people in our publication. You should know that, Sam. You read it. So what is this that you give me? You educate me and many others of our good Aryan police and military that don't know these things. You Jews educate us, you good American Jews who love America, want your kids to grow up in freedom, and then you come at me and say that I guess what you're saying, I'm anti-Semitic and hate Jews. That's absolutely wrong. But I hope you're listening tonight, Sam, because, brother, I've loved you a long time. You've been my brother a long time. And I'm very hurt by this letter because I don't know what happened to you. Nothing's changed with me. I go, as you know, where the evil is. And there's evil leaders in the Zionist movement that are hurting Jews all over this world. There's evil leaders in the Baptist movement who are hurting Baptists all over this world. There are those at the top of every government in the world today, and the ones that they're not in leadership, these globalists and Zionists, were crushing those nations with American soldiers, many of them Jews, in uniform, going in and crushing these nations and forcing them under this Antichrist system. I don't know what else to say. I could go on and on, but if you go to the web, Brother Sam, and read where we're getting our quotes from, Jews Against Zionism, Nutricardi Jews, you'll find the quotes that we use from Jews themselves as they're exposing the evil that is subjugating the Jewish people and destroying them and has in the past killed, I guess, millions of them and plan to kill another million at least in the months ahead as the international crime families, both Sharon is a member of that group, plans to have the Jews attacked in Israel so that all the nations will line up to fight World War III, which is exactly what they want. They're prodding the Arabs to do this unspeakable crime against the good Jews there in Israel, to kill them so that World War III will start. Brother, you're not the only good Jew in law enforcement and the military that we work with every day that send us material. You know why, Sam? Because they're afraid to expose themselves. They say, don't put my name with it, please, because these Zionist, powerful Zionist organizations in America will come get us and destroy us if they find out that we're giving you all this material. Why is that, Sam, that they're afraid of these powerful Zionist organizations like the ADL? We didn't create any of this. I'm just an old cop sitting here receiving material from you great American Jews out there and learning from it and trying to expose that to protect the good Jews in America and around the world. Okay, folks, the lines are open. If you'd like to call in, the number's 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our product or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
To the Officer Jack the Glam program, and I'm kind of stunned tonight. I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of good Jewish police officers and soldiers, but only a true handful of those brave enough to stand up and send out materials to us on the evil Jews among them that are destroying the Jewish people. They know it, and they've sent us the material to use and try to get out on the Officer Jack the Glam program because they're in fear of their lives. They're afraid of their families if they do this because of the power of some Jewish organizations that will come after them, such as the ADL. They've told us this, and they don't want us to expose them, and I'm not going to expose Sam because he's educated, gave us a lot of good education. But I just want to say, Brother Sam, we love you, and we're doing this for your family so that you are not persecuted like you have been over the years, the good Jews being persecuted again. And we're going to keep doing it. Wherever we find evil, evil men and women that are destroying people of any race or religion, we are going to attack them verbally, not physically, and we're going to expose them. And I love you enough, Sam, over these many years now, that I'm not going to stop because I love you and your family. And a lot of us here do. We're going to pray for you because we don't know what happened to you. You know, we know you love this nation. You've served the country now for over 20 years as a great police officer. We know you love America, and now what's happened to you, we don't know, but we're going to be praying for you, brother. Okay, let's go to Dave in Arizona. Dave, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Oh, good evening, Jack. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. I have so many things I want to talk to you about, but I'm going to try and focus on one issue here.
Okay.
Because I know you have limited time. We've talked about your research on the right to travel.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Despite actions of police and local courts, higher courts have ruled that American citizens have a right to travel without state permits.
Yes.
The issue that I wanted to bring up with you this evening is about how the dealership, when you buy a car, the dealership signs the manufacturer certificate of origin over to the state.
And you don't get it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how they're able to tax you. That's how they're able to regulate your private automobile, which is not a motor vehicle. It's an automobile.
Yes.
But the dealership actually commits constructive fraud. Of course, you sign the contract, but what they do is they sign the real title to your car is the MSO.
That's right.
And they sign that over to the state. And that's how they're able to force you to buy insurance for your car and force you to pay taxes on your private property. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to do that because the Constitution says that private property cannot be taxed. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Uh-huh.
Right, right. Is there any way that you think maybe that we could expose this fraud and file a class action lawsuit against the car dealers for forcing people to sign their title over to the state?
Well, yes, you said it right, Dave, that you would have to get to get a class action suit, you'd have to get the people educated as to what's going on, and they're not educated.
No, they're not.
So all we can do is expose these type of things like you're doing right now, which is absolutely true, on talk radio and publications and everything, and see if we can educate the people so that they will join you in such class action suits. Right now, I can say 1 in 100,000 drivers out there know what you're saying, travelers, you know?
Yes, sir.
And that's not enough.
Right.
Yeah.
I can tell you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm saying that's not enough to join you in these lawsuits. But you know you've got the straight scoop, and you're absolutely right. But education, where it's at, and you'd have to find out some way to educate the people in enough to go in a class action suit with you.
Okay, I can tell your listeners how this the way that the, I know several people who have done this. The way that you can fight this is you send a letter to the manufacturer, Chrysler, Ford, Chevrolet, whoever it is, and you threaten them and tell them that you are the rightful owner of the car, there's no lien on the title, and that you want the manufacturer certificate of origin issued in your name. They will ignore you.
Yes.
Then you have to wait 30 days and write them back and tell them, okay, I'm going to file a lawsuit against you. I'm going to file a lawsuit against you for constructive fraud.
Uh-huh.
And then, this is what's happened with several friends of mine. The manufacturer will eventually relent and send you the manufacturer's certificate of origin in your name, and then you can take that license plate off your car and throw it in the trash can and put, you know, Joe's vehicle or Joe's automobile on the back of it.
Uh-huh.
You have to threaten, you have to go ahead and file a lawsuit against the manufacturer. And once you do that, they will back down because they don't want the public to figure out how they're doing this fraud. You know, it's just like, you know, sovereignty in the courts, you know, they don't want you to expose them.
Well, it's not the car manufacturers that are committing the fraud on the people as much as the government. They get the manufacturers to join in the conspiracy with them against you.
Right.
Because I don't think manufacturers just want to sell cars. And if the government didn't threaten them and intimidate them, they would go ahead and send you the actual title to the car. But because the government has this conspiracy going, and I imagine they're afraid of going against the government, so they just do what the government tells them to do. Don't you believe that's true, Dave?
Yes, sir, it is, and you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
They're intimidated. They intimidate them so much that they cooperate.
That's right.
So you've got it, sir.
Yeah. Well, Dave, it's a great idea, and I hope, is there any place for people to go to get this kind of information, how to file?
Yes, I would
Information with the car dealers and everything. I think we need to get that out. So who would they get a hold of, Dave?
Well, I want to recommend a book.
There's
a very ingenious man. I'm trying to remember his name right now. The book is called The Arab Sovereign's Handbook, and I believe his name is Gus. Oh, I can't remember his name right now.
What's the name of the book again?
The name of the book is The Arab Sovereign's Handbook. It's about how to obtain a loyal title to your property, to your land, and he also talks about the automobile issue too.
Okay, now I'm missing the first. I'm missing the first name you're saying of that book. What's that first name?
Arendt.
How do you spell that? How do you spell that?
I believe it's E-R-R-A-N-T. Arendt.
Oh, you mean in error?
In error.
Arendt.
Yes.
Okay,
Sovereign's Handbook, and his first name is Gus, and I can't remember his last name right now.
All right, Dave.
Blackstone, I believe that's it. Gus
Blackstone. Okay. You've spoke the truth today, Dave, and I hope people will go to their search engine in their computers and look up that book.
Yes,
and
I probably
they will find it. Yes.
Yes, I love your program, Jack, and
thank you, Dave.
You very much.
God bless you. Call back again. Okay.
God bless you, too.
Yeah. Let's go to Bob in Texas. Bob, welcome to the Officer Jack McLamb program.
Good evening, Jack.
Good evening to you, Bob.
You were going through a lot of apologetic language for your friend.
Yeah.
And I don't see any problem with that. But you kept using the word anti-Semite.
Uh-huh.
And Shem is where the term Semite comes from.
Yeah.
And the people that are of the Ashkenazi Jewish people
are not Semites.
They're not Semites. They descend from Japheth.
Yes.
And actually are the family of Nimrod, who built Babel.
Uh-huh.
And they have never changed. Now, they might have taken on a religion, but Judaism, if it's the study of the Babylonian Talmud, is vile. And if you pick up a copy of the Talmud and you read it, you'll see for yourself that it's vile.
Well, I understand there's 63 volumes of it or something like that, Dave, and Bob, I don't have a copy. I'd love to have a copy here in our office, but we just haven't gotten it, and I don't know if we'd have time to read it, but you have just stated the truth. It's vile in many parts of the Talmud. We have read many parts. Our good Jewish brothers and sisters have sent us many parts of the Talmud, and they know it's vile. But, of course, the people don't know it's vile. And also, by the way, Bob, they've told us, these Jewish brothers and sisters in law enforcement and military tell us, most Jews don't know that the Talmud is vile.
I would agree with that.
In those parts.
I would have to agree, just like most Christians don't read their Bible.
That's right. They don't.
If you look in Genesis, it says, unto Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber. Well, that's where the word Hebrew comes from.
That's right, from Heber. Uh-huh.
All the Hebrews came from Eber. None of them came from Japheth. And it goes on to say, the brother of Japheth, the elder. So all people have to do is pick up their Bible and read it, and they can see that there is no hereditary ethnic relationship between the children of Japheth and Abraham. They have no right to the land of Israel, not one bit. And they're trespassers, and we are assisting in the murder of all those people over there that have a right. You know, Ishmael was a son of Abraham.
And he is a Semite.
And he's a Semite, and it's clearly stated.
Uh-huh.
You know, but we have America.
Now, hold it there, Bob. Stop and tell the people who Ishmael, Ishmael is the father of. It's the Arabs.
Right. The whole Arab nation descended from Abraham and Hagar.
That's right, yeah.
Through Ishmael. But, you know, we have spent billions and billions of dollars. We're sending our kids over there to die, and it's all a lie. And, you know, the biggest problem that we have is evangelical Christian churches, their preachers come in there every Sunday and tell them that these people are the chosen people, and they're not the chosen people. And I can't tell you who the chosen people are, but I can tell you who they're not. I can tell you that they're not those people, because they don't descend from Abraham, and Abraham was the one given the promise.
Yes.
And to his descendants.
You believe that the Jews are a race,
Bob? No.
How can they be a race, Bob, when they are descended from Jacob Israel, who had 12 sons?
Well, the Jews aren't descended from Israel.
Okay, but
Jacob.
I'm saying Judah is where we're told the name of Jew came from Judah.
Right.
And he was one of 12 sons of Jacob, who then was called Israel by God. And if Judah's offspring are a separate race, then every one of the other 11 sons would have to be the same race or be separate races themselves. So it doesn't make any sense, but people keep saying that the Jews are a separate race.
The term
Do you see
Jew,
how the Jews are a separate race in any way, Bob?
Well, the term Jew couldn't be etymologically from the word Judah. It has to be from Judea or from that area where they lived, because there's no way that I don't even want to go into that, because a lot of people would say I was blaspheming if I told them I didn't think that Jesus
I'm
was
just,
a Jew.
I'm looking at books here that Jews have given us. One is we're carrying this book in aid and abet. It's called The Bible Distinction Between the House of Israel and the House of Judah. And I think it lays it out biblically pretty well that the Jews, if you're going to call people Jews, you're basically saying that they were from the house of Judah. And, of course, they say Benjamin, too,
right,
were Jews.
Those were the Jews
true.
That were taken in the second captivity that came back with the Babylonian Talmud. They were They had intermarried with the Babylonians.
That's
and they
right.
came back a whole different people.
Right, absolutely. And they had created the Talmud at that time. Babylonian Talmud.
And I think the Talmud was in existence when they went to Babylon. I think there were people there who were already practicing that.
Probably so. Uh-huh.
And then they later are the people that converted these Ashkenazi Jews and brought them into the religious part of it.
Yeah, in about the 7th or 8th century, they did. They brought the Ashkenazi Khazars of Eastern Europe into the Jewish Talmudic religion only because they accepted the religion, not because they were Jews at all.
Well, you know, Jack, I think that it's a little sad on your friend's part that he would become disenchanted when you take a look at the world today and the condition of the world, and this small population of people are creating a major, major possibility of World War III over the state of Israel, and it's a total fraud. And you know, so you're not underestimating the damage being done by the Jews at all, Jack. As a matter of fact, I think you're too careful.
Yeah, well, I'm not careful. I'm just trying to put the facts out there that a small group of people called the Zionists are actually... If you go to Israel, as Jack Bernstein did, our good Jewish brother here that was in the military in America and served as a good American in the military, and he says that the actual Jews over there, the Sephardic Jews, the people from Jerusalem, are enslaved by the Zionists over there, Jews.
Yeah.
And I guess it's the same today. And so my heart goes out to these people, and they need to be exposed in order to free the Judeans, you know, the people from Jerusalem, the Jews in those areas that are enslaved today themselves, and they're planning to bomb the bejeebers out of them in the near future, in the months ahead, to get World War III started.
Well, you know, if you look at what the Bible actually says, and it talks about being deceivers from the beginning and murderers from the beginning, all you have to do is think about it, and it really relates to the serpent and Cain. And this same line of people have been doing the same thing for thousands of years, and then they cry about persecution when, in fact, they are the persecutors, and they persecute everybody in the countries they live in so much that they get expelled or deported or whatever you want to call it, and then they cry persecution to somebody else who does the same thing.
Hey, Bob, listen, I've got to go here and go to Rick in Tennessee, but if you've got any good material that our Police and Military Association can read, send it our way, because... we're getting a lot of material in here, and we're trying to go through it. But, brother, we need to expose all the enemies of God. And if it happens to be Jewish, if it happens to be Zionist or Baptist or whatever, they need to be exposed. And so, Bob, I appreciate what you're saying tonight because...
do you have an email address, Jack?
Wherever evil is, we need to expose it, Bob, okay?
Yeah, do you have an email address?
I do, yes.
I want to send you something.
Okay, Jack at CyberQuest, CyberQuest.com.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks,
Bob, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. Folks, Bob has a lot of that right. Now, a lot of it I don't quite understand, and that's why I'm asking him to send us that material. But anyway, a lot of what he says is sounds correct to what we've studied from material given to us by Jewish brothers and sisters. We'll be right back with more of the program in just a minute.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Okay, folks, we're back and we're running out of time really quick. Man, I'll tell you, good evening tonight on the radio. Good comments from Dave and Bob. I'm learning things all the time and checking things out and checking them twice. Be sure we're not incorrect on things, and you should too, folks. I always say that beware of the sage on the stage. Beware of the sage on the stage. I happen to be the sage on the stage right now, and you must beware. I could be trying to mislead you. I could be lying to you. There's so many sages on the stage that do that in politics and from the pulpit. And so beware of even what I tell you. Check it out. Let's go to Rick now in Tennessee. Rick, welcome to the program.
Shalom, Jack.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say in response to Brother Sam's letter, that grieves me to hear because I have heard you for a long time. And some of the brethren at meeting and I remembered you and Angie in prayer and will continue to.
Thank you so much, brother.
We will also remember Sam.
Yeah, he's a good cop, been a good cop a long time and loves America, and I don't know what's happened to him, but I'm definitely going to write to him and find out what's going on.
Of course, you know I always try to keep up with what's going on in Israel. We've talked enough for you to know that.
Yes, uh-huh.
And, of course, I told you not long ago, I don't know if you remember, about what Michael Horowitz said before the Knesset.
I can't recall now, but I remember him speaking before the Knesset.
He was saying that he believes that there will be a Holocaust against Christians, against Netzarim, as we're known, or in Israel, Messianic.
Uh-huh.
And that Israel should give asylum to Christian people from nations that are persecuting them and from Messianic people. And that may someday happen. Who knows?
May happen, yeah.
But anyway, a lot of the Zionists, most of your Zionists, are Talmudists. They are not Karaite. And to me, the Karaite are the true Jews.
Yeah, they don't follow the Talmud, do they?
No, they don't. Where I go, we don't even recognize the Talmud. We recognize the Torah,
uh-huh.
and the writings and the prophets are subservient to the Torah.
Yeah.
They merely serve to further illustrate on the Torah. For instance, the Psalms are always referring back to the Torah.
Yeah.
And
hey, brother, we're just about totally out of time here, Rick.
I just want to tell you, we will be praying for you and Angie in the morning at meeting, and we'll be praying for Sam.
Thank you so much. That would be very good. I definitely want to pray for all the great American Jews out there that have helped our country in the military and in law enforcement and other sectors for a long time. Yes, are they misled? Rick, yes, they're misled.
Yes.
They're in that Talmud. They're definitely misled, but they don't know it. Just like Christians don't know, they're misled by ministers misquoting the scriptures.
Shabbat shalom. Bye-bye.
Amen. Okay, brother, take care. Terry in Texas. Brother, I'm sorry. Boy, that's terrible. Hope you can call back on Monday, Terry. We may very well have open phones. Hold that thought, because I want to know what you're thinking. Okay, brother Terry from Texas. Well, that's it for tonight, folks. Hope you have a great weekend, and I covet your prayers for my wife, Angie, still, and I hope that you and your family are doing fine. We pray for all of our listeners out there. God bless all of you. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Yeah, even you rascally Jews out there and Baptists. I love you all. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.